Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Oh boy, I got a laundry list in front of me, Michelle. Do you have same laundry list? Is that what you got?
Oh, I think we'd have two laundry lists. So to get through these nine, it's probably going to be 19.
I mean, we're talking like, oh my gosh, the essential health tests that women really need to know about. All right, so here we go. Let's dive right in. We're going to start with the 20s, because apparently we don't exist before then. Just kidding. Starting when you're 20. Now, the first thing you need is a complete physical, for crying out loud, and try to get it by the age of 21. Why? Because it's great to know what your baseline is. You want to know your blood sugar, cholesterol, thyroid function, liver, kidney function, your vitamins. You know, it's so important, especially vitamin D as in dog and B12. And, oh my gosh, you've got to stay on top of your gynecological situation, too. So that means you're also going to be getting a pap test and, at the same time, test for sexually transmitted diseases. Because of the 19 million sexually transmitted disease infections every year, over half of them are happening among young people between the ages of 15 and 24. So we got to get right to them. That means HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea. Yeah. Don't forget that HPV test. Because HPV is the leading
human
cause
papilloma
of cervical cancer. So important, because most sexually active women get the infection at some point. So get it in your 20s. And finally, I bet you didn't know this, but melanoma is the leading cause of cancer death for women ages 25 to 29. Get your skin checked. Now, well, I've just given you what goes on in your 20s. Now what we're going to look at is your 30s. And what Michelle and I are now going to say is whatever you did in your 20s, you also do in your 30s, but more. Right, Michelle?
Right. So you know, again, have an AIDS test, right? You have to get checked for chlamydia. That's hugely important, because we know there are over a million cases reported alone every year. Blood pressure and cholesterol, you're just starting to become at greater risk as you get into your 30s. And also you want to know your numbers, right? So get your pap test and a pelvic exam, a breast exam too. Skin check, like Pam said earlier, dental checkups are important, and eye exams, which we kind of forget about, and immunizations.
Well, you know, the other
by
piece too is your blood sugar. Don't forget the blood sugar. Oh my gosh, Michelle and I are giving a shout out to every single one of you that it's very, very, very important. Okay, to make sure that you not just get a blood sugar level, but also a hemoglobin A1C. Now, look, as an expert who's been working with the whole issue of weight for so long in nutrition and fitness, starting with the age of 21, we need to know what your body mass index is. We have to know what your total weight is, your waist circumference, because we're going to watch that over time. But your blood sugar goes hand in hand with all that, in addition to your cholesterol, etc. Right, Michelle?
Right, it totally does. And you know, some people say you want to do that in your 40s, right, Pam? But I think you're correct in saying to get it done in your 30s. The other thing I'll say in your 30s is I always tell women to get a baseline on all their hormone levels, so that as they start to age in their 40s and their hormones decline, they can see what the decline is, right? So that, I think that's critical as well. So let's talk about what happens in your 40s. What should we be doing
there? The 40s are huge. Well, you know, during this period of time, you're going through the perimenopause. That could happen as early as the late 30s, and usually it's really in full throttle around age 45. And that means suddenly you're watching a body weight distribution. That's why you got to stay on top of your waist circumference. You know, and if you can get a body fat percentage, which you should have had maybe from absolutely the beginning, but for sure in your 40s, so you want to watch that. fat, because if you carry too much body fat on your body, you increase your risk for breast cancer. And if there's too much fat deep inside your belly, you increase your risk for diabetes, cancer, as well as heart disease. So know what your cholesterol is. For instance, remember we've been saying that like a, you know, a broken record since you were 20, but it's really important now. Repeat all of those blood tests that we've already mentioned, your thyroid, especially if you've gotten pregnant already, because many times that's an autoimmune issue that happens after pregnancy. So you want to make certain you're not walking around hypothyroid, gaining weight, running into all kinds of problems, right? So there's,
I mean,
your
40s.
What do you think about, so terribly
how about mammograms in your 40s, Pam, don't you? Because there's kind of a, the North American Medical Organization supports mammography screening every 1 to 2 years beginning at age 40. And then some people say, no, you shouldn't do it until you're 50.
Well, I think if everyone's been listening to the news lately, what they've found out is that there's just, once again, an uproar about mammography, with yet another panel saying, wait until you're 50. Well, guess what? I think that what all of the high-level experts are going to say is it's an individual thing. You have to look at your risk. You have to look at family history, personal history. You've got to also look at what you're doing physically. What's going on with your own breasts? Are they lumpy doodle? Are you running into issues? You have to sit down
with
your gynecologist, your primary care, and you've got to seriously have that conversation. I would not wait until 50. I would most definitely be looking at this at 40, and that's how strongly I feel about it. And obviously we'll wait for more and more evidence to come in, but there you have it. Really important. So moving into your 50s, the mammography is by definition so terribly important, and as well as colonoscopy. And this,
yes,
is when you, again,
huge,
get it earlier if there's a medical problem, but 50 for sure. And I know so many women out there who are not doing this, and yet they make the appointment for their husband, and they don't make any time for themselves. Girlfriends, stop doing that. Make certain you're on top of this, because this is completely preventable, especially if you find something early on. And then look at your hormonal levels. The hormonal
levels
are
also
huge in your 40s
diabetes.
And 50s.
Yep, diabetes too, which we talked about. Blood pressure, right? How important is blood pressure? It's huge, and it's got to be addressed. You have to know, and that should start actually, you know, in your 40s and then go into your 50s. And I think eye exams, Pam, for women in their 50s, and also hearing tests. I'm surprised at how many women just kind of, you know, blow that off. And actually, you really need to know, because you can start getting cataracts. You don't realize it. I mean, all kinds of things can happen. So ophthalmology and getting your eyes checked, and also your hearing, because we do start to lose our hearing.
No question. And I'm really going to harp on making certain you know what your baseline sex hormones were. We're looking,
yes,
at estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and the master hormones, FSH and LH, so that you sit down and you see what's happening over time, and you can help correlate sometimes with symptoms as you're going through perimenopause and then through menopause itself, because it really helps to understand, especially when you want to customize and individualize hormonal replacement therapy, if that really turns out to be the issue. So in summary here, what we've done for women out there is we've given them a chance to really look at the kinds of essential tests you want, starting with the age of 20 all the way through 50 and 60. And with that, we just, you know, Michelle and I are just saying, please take care of yourself. Don't keep falling off your radar, and make a laundry list and do it. I'm Dr. Pam Peake, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
And don't forget to go to empower.com and download my toolkit, which has all of this information on it. That's really important. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.